in the parasha of Chayesara, you have the first parasha that deals with the Ptira of Avos, Imos, and the Kvura and so on. There's an interesting distinction between the way in which it's written by Sarah and Avram. In Sarah it says, Vayu Chayesara, Me'av Shana Vesim Shana Vesheva Shonim Shnei Chayesara. So you have a list of the years that Sarah was. By Avram, when the parasha wants to speak about him, it says Avram zokin bo bayomim v'shemeres Avram b'kol. So by Avram there's a mention of the yomim, and by Sarah there's a mention of shanim. It's true that by Avram we're not talking about his patir yet, but upon him the zikna of Avram is categorized as being yomim, and the Ptira of Sarah is characterized as being Shanim. The Mashmos is they both were Shleimistik, and I assume that Bozev Limit Al Zeh. You also see that Rashi says, it brings the Chazal, when it says Meya Shanim Esrim Shanim Sheva Shanim, the division between Meya and Esrim and Sheva is also it's also meant to show you each one separately. Like Rashi says, "Lekachni tafshanu kol klal uklal loymloch shekol echad nidrash la'atzmoi." So Rashi says that it's besides listing the years in a general sense, it's also divided up into each and every piece, which I would assume is parallel to the concept of yomim, like it says Avram zokein bo bayomim. The Zohar Kodesh says Baba Yomim, that's a big mila. So even in Sarad, it seems the Shanim there also include subdivisions. And in a certain sense, this is probably an encapsulation of a person's life, what it should be in an ideal way. I'd like to understand the Musig of Yomim and Shanim. We speak of a person passing away. We speak of Kitzur Yomim, Arichus Yomim, Lechura, more than we would say, Kitzur Shonim, Arichus Shonim, we speak of Arichus Yomim. Lechura, we measure it in years. A person, the tragedy is not that somebody died at 119 and 3 days instead of 119 and 355 days. But so when we speak of Arichas Yom Arichas Shanim, the problem should be the Kitzur Shanim rather than the Kitzur Yomim, and yet the Chazal speak about the Yomim as being the critical one. So I'd like to understand the interplay between Yomim and Shanim in determining a person's life and what it is. The Chazal say over here, Vayu Chayesara Me'a Eshana Yodea Hashem Yimei Tmimim V'Nachlosam Lo'olam Tiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of the Tmimim, Tmimim are Tzadikim that are whole, Shehein Tmimim, Kach Shnoisam Tmimim. Just like their Tmimim, the years are also Tmimim. Bas Kufki Bas Chof Lenoi, Bas Kufki Bas Esen Lechait. It's hard to understand what it means, just like their Tmimim, the years are also Tmimim. It says that from here's Merum is also the Inyan of Mispe Yemech Amale, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzadikim die on the day they're born. It doesn't seem to be a very big Inyan. In other words, if a person has a choice of living 100 years and dying on his birthday, or 100 and a half years, Lechura, it's Cheshavah to live 100 and a half years. The person has Marichos Yomim. But there's a maila in that there's a certain mispe yemecha male, like Marish Rabbeinu and so on, that the day, and Chazal use it, Mefarshim use it almost as a klal. Whenever we're misupik about a person's birthday and yahrzeit, we kind of, one of the klalim we use is mispe yemecha male, which fits in lechura into the sense of shneseim atmimim, that the years are also tamim. In a sense, it's complete, it's whole. It's hard to understand what would be the problem if the person lived longer and it was an odd number. Instead of living to be 90, live to be 90 and a half. Lechura, it's a bigger mile to us than Arichos Yomim. If we have a choice of saving a person's life, extending his life. He's it's on his birthday and he's about to be niftar. We can extend another half year. We extend another half year. The mahil is living, not dying on the birthday. But what does it also mean? Just like their tmimim, kach shnoisam tmimim, so too the years are tamim. Well, obviously, if somebody is a shalom, if you say somebody is a shalom, is a perfect tzaddik, so that means he's always a tzaddik. What does it mean? Just like their tzaddikim, the years are shalom. Does it mean that they always were tzaddikim? They never did averis. What's the moving of shnoisam atamim? The Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kehadoa galta tmima." It's like the word tamim used, just like their tamim. Shaseim is tamim, is like an eagle that's tamim. Like it says by a paraduma that it has to be tamim. Here also it has to be tamim. What's the tushtel? That both don't have a mum. I mean, what's the tushtel of this is tamim, this is tamim? Tamim means Egla rufa tmima b'limo ashalala oil. The word tmima means without a mum. When you say tzaddikim are shaseim atmimim, it implies yedea Hashem yimei tmimim. Tzaddikim are called tmimim because they don't have any chisreinus. So what are we adding by saying a mussel like a paraduma that it's called tamim? It means it has no blemish. That's what the word tamim means. It means over there. There's a famous chazal also, it says, by Rabbi Yochanan was darshning, a yoshev adorish, vatsibu misnamnim, and people falling asleep. Vikash la'ira, so he wanted to wake them up. Amma, marasa Esther shatimlech al sheva v'esamei medina. Why was Esther zeicha to be a molech on 127 medinas? Ala tovei Esther shahoysa bas bita shal sara. Shahoisa kuf v'chav v'zayin v'timlach al kuf v'chav zayin medinas. That Esther was a descendant of Sarah, just like Sarah lived 127 years, she ruled 127 medinas. So obviously, I mean, Chazal including it, it's not just a pun. I mean, first of all, it's hard to believe Rav Akiva pun, and secondly, that would become the Chazal. That would become the meaning of it's nikva as Torah Shabbat Peh, that this is Rabbi Akiva's memory when he was nami. Val Korchach the Pshar is whatever reason they were misnamnim, whatever is the issue with them being misnamnim, they are there's a nekuda here in the Sheva Esrei Meya that takes out the inyan of the misnamnim. You know, is there something here that he's saying and explaining a knach of criticism on the being misnamnim? So let's try a little bit to understand some of the inyanim of the shleimus of a person and the way in which a person approaches avoda from two different angles. And we'll understand the mahalach of Yomim and Shanim over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two frameworks of time. The framework of days, Vayhi Erev Vayivayker, that is one framework, and that's in the very Shorish of the Bria. The first Bria is Or versus Choshech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Or and Choshech designations of Yom and Laila, and you have your first marking of time by Yerva Yivayke. That's on the first day, and we would expect it that way since time is a very fundamental element to the Bria. So we need to have time marking right away, and that's obvious. When he created on Wednesday the sun and the moon and so on, once again the reason for the creation is given as time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemesh and the Reach and the Tzvam for Mo'adim. That's its primary Bria. It's almost strange. The Pasuk doesn't say that it's there to give light and to give darkness. The Pasuk says that Memshelas Hayom Vekei Hashemayim Lahavdu Beyom VeLaila, to reinforce Yom VeLaila, VeHoyu LeOsos UleMoadim UleYomim VeShanim, and it becomes Osos Moadim and Yomim VeShanim. So he revamped Yomim and Shanim once again into the Malchus of Shemesh Nireach. Then he says, "V'hoyu l'mo'iras b'kei Hashemayim l'or aretz v'ichein." But this primary purpose is to give Zman again. So we have Yomim marked on the first day in the Aron Choshech, and that has no Shanim, it just is Yomim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a second time Shemesh and Yireach and so on, to re he adds a new factor of the Moadim and the Shanim and so on, and he also includes Yomim into this new Malchus. So you have a very strange arrangement. Yomim starts in the Bria, it then gets refolded again into Yom Revi, into the Bria of Shanim and Yomim. What's the pshat? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to start with Zman, he should have done right away at the beginning. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see it fit to do Zmanim, then put it all together on Wednesday. Forget about Sunday. And yet, Erev Mavoka you have in the beginning, and here you start having a Mahalach of Shemesh, and the primary reason for Shemesh is to mark off years. Years, times in the year. In other words, the Mo'adim are all periods within a year. The Ma'adim have to work out with the Tkufis Hashanim. So even though specifically it's on Tesvav Nisan, but it's Tesvav Nisan of Tkufis Nisan. It has to be part of that Tkufa of Aviv, Chedesh Aviv. That marks off Ma'adim. So the Sun and the Shanim are there to mark off the Ma'adim, even though the specific day is marked off by Yireach. So to understand these two mahalchim, the mahalach of Yoim and Shana, we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world two pillars of avoda and existence that are almost mutually contradicted, and yet each one is behechreach there. The first yesod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world by making a bria is chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that is marked as something new. Bereishis bara lekim. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discontinued it from whatever was there before. Whatever was before is completely cut off from it. It's one of the things that a person has no makom of thinking about, of knowing what's lefanim, al tishal for the yomim that were there before, because lo yimechach mashal tetzayis. There is no, the beginning is 5,768 years ago. That is the beginning. So Bria itself calls for chiddush. But to make avoda meaningful in any sense of the word, it has to add up to something. A person who the mashal is does not have a memory. A person who can't put together the things that he's done has never accomplished anything. People who have some sort of terrible disorder where their memory keeps is good for a few seconds are never accumulating anything because that's the metzias. Things don't add up nothing happens. More than that, if a person can't tie the picture to what was there before, then the person is not seeing the emes. If a person really believes that there was nothing there before 5,768 years ago, then he's missing the boat. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was there before anything was and will be there after everything is, and Be'etzem it's not new, it's completely a hemshech of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person is straddled between two different poles. on the one hand, b'teiras nivra, the person has to hear the world as new. A person who hears the world as having been eternal, what the Rambam calls kadmus ha'olam, that the world has always been there, then the person is lacking in emunah. Bria implies, like the Rambam says, to cut off anything that was there before. It is new in the absolute sense of the word. On the other hand, the person needs continuity. The bria of yoim is a bria of renewal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the first thing we needed to put into the bria is an infinite series of new moments of time. The bria will be made in a way where there are units that start and start and start and start. Like it says, "B'chol yom yu be'inecha kechadoshim." Wherever it says, "Arichi mitzavcha hayom," Chazal darshin she'b'chol yom it should be like a new bria. It should be like a dyutke chadosha, and ein adayim of sometimes mekayim an old one to a new one. A person needs the sense of avodas Hashem is every minute, every day is as the main unit of that new is new. Every single morning is a new bria olam, and therefore a person. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the bria of sleep. The Gemara has a shaila leivri laila leshena or girsa, whether for sleep or for learning. How did Kadosh Baruch Hu give us a life that requires a third of our life being dead? Mainly eating. You can say eating has navoda. You're supposed to eat. You're supposed to eat the same shemayim. Not supposed to eat the same taiva. You're supposed to make brachas on it. Nenin. Fine. Food we can say is part of the setup. It's not quote unquote a waste of time. It's part of the setup. But sleep is a waste of time because there's no avoda while you're sleeping. So how is it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in an oifen where the life He did give us, we have to give off a third for sleeping? At Lamaisa Tachlis. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to accomplish, forget about sleep. Eating can be considered in the right of accomplishment. Sleeping is very hard to describe it as such. The teretz is that belongs to the halach of Laila. The Laivri Laila Elishena means Laila was created so that the next morning I have a fresh insight into the learning. The next morning, I'm able to see again. I'm able to see something from a new vantage point. So the bria of Yom and Laila is the cornerstone of bria sa'olam, in the sense that bria implies every day is something new. There's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says on the pasuk of V'lokdu mide yom b'yomo, by the man, that they have to. It says when they ate the man, every morning was a new man. So one hesba of why it is like that is that Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test our bitachon. That's what it says. Rashi says so on, that the pasuk is also much like that. That it's pasuk to make sure that every morning we have bitachon. That is definitely true. There's another angle. The Zohar Kodesh says that it's a remez in general on Avodas Hashem. It says that you have to collect every day Vayom B'Yomo and not Vayomo L'Esmol. You can't collect things. You can't do something today for yesterday. Every day is its own Nekuda, and once it's gone, it's gone. There are certain malchum of tshuvas or malchum tikkun, but it's not the pshat. I have a certain amount of time to do it in, and what difference does it make now, then, tomorrow? It's the pshat. Each day has its own avoda, and if each day's avoda is not mitukin kefi what it should be, it's gone, and it's gone forever, because that's the bria of yoyim. the Bria of Yom is the Nakuda of Chiddush of the Bria, and that's what it is. There's a very beautiful Sfasemis. Sfasemis says, Ashabitvore Marva Ravim, Bechachma Paiseach Sha'orim. So the Sfasemis says, the Mariv Aravim is Paiseach Sha'orim. The Bria of night is closing off a day. In other words, the new day starts at night, so at the moment of nightfall, the day before is over with. So the Bria of Mariv Aravim, the Bria of closing off the day before, is in order to open up a new day. Had the day before not been closed, you could not possibly have a new day. It's not shayach to have a new Bria if the old one still exists. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created night, which would cut the day before. The day is over with at Shkia, and b'meila you can open up a new Shah the next day. So the Bria and the Metzias of Yom, of Yom in the Bria, is the Nekuda of Chiddush, that every single day is Ischachus. There's a flip side. If every single day is Ischachus, then the person is 1,000 fragments. There's no hemshech. What's the point of wake up every day, doing avodah every day, and reinventing the wheel every day? It's like God forbid somebody's memory lasts a day, and every day has to start again. If every day is cut off from every other day, then we don't have any meaningful avodah. A person lives to be 120. He's still a day old every single day. There's no continuity to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a second Bria, and that's called Shana. The word Shana means to repeat. The year repeats itself, and it comes around and again and again. Even though the day also repeats itself, there's a day and a night and day and a night and day and a night. But Lemaisa, it's not called Shana. A year is something which threads together all the days into a larger inyan. In Levana we don't see it because it's not a regular flow, because the day and the Levana have nothing to do with each other, and it's not the same amount of days. A Levana is not measured in days, so you can't say that the days add up to a month. It doesn't. What adds up to a month is 29 and a half days, and that adds up to a month, so it's not days adding up to a month. A year is an accumulation of days. In other words, the relationship of the earth to the sun produces two things. It produces chiddush, and it produces hemshech. It produces chiddush mitzad day relationship, and it produces hemshech mitzad its years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created day because that's the etzem ma'aseh breishis. The etzem ma'aseh breishis rests on chiddush. On Wednesday, which is the beginning, Wednesday is the day in the Bria that's a hachana for Brias Adam. Just like Shabbos, we say, starts with Wednesday. We say L'chun Aran on Wednesday. Wednesday, you can make Kavdola till Tuesday night. Wednesday is already the beginning toward Shabbos. If we look at Shabbos as the centerpiece of the week, so the week starts with Wednesday and finishes with Tuesday. So Wednesday is the beginning of looking towards Shabbos. The Sheirish of looking towards Adam and Kedusha and Ruchnius is by putting in a thread into the Bria of Shana, which encompasses. At that point, both day and year are put under this mahalach of Shemesh, and they become part of this one mahalach. In every minute of time, there are two nekudas going on. One nekuda is the newness of this moment, the chiddush of this moment, and the second one is the hemshech of all the moments adding up. In Kohelas, where Kohelas speaks about the so-called chiddush of things in the Bria, when he speaks about all of the things that look new and they're not new, he doesn't mean, what he means to say is that it's not a pshat, he's saying it's a mistake, or he's saying dar holich v'dar ba v'aretz l'oilam emedes. In other words, Kohelas keeps saying everything seems to be changing, but nothing is really changing because it all comes back to the same point. It's not a havamina and a maskana. What he's saying is there are two mehalchim in the Bria. There's a halicha of things going, mizrach to tzofen and tzofen to darim and so on and so forth. There's the necholim aholchim. Everything in the world is moving, and that's genuine. And everything comes back to a point, and that's genuine. He's pointing out two basic mahalchim in the Bria that come together and are working in tandem, even though they come out opposite us. So we have the Bria rests on two mahalchim of Zman, the Chiddush Shebezman, the fact that there is new pieces, and the fact that there's continuity to it. If the person, let's take it a little bit in a more concrete term and touch it in terms that are meaningful mitzvah person. If a person does something which is not new, he does it by rote. It becomes monotonous and the person falls asleep on it. Routine, monotony, sleep is all part of when there is no chiddush, when there's nothing new, when there's nothing different, then the mahalach of the person is falling asleep. It's a kind of autopilot, which is basically the person is doing it without thought, without any pu'ula that requires a human input into it. That's the downside of doing things without chiddush. On the other hand, if the person is always being mechadish and there's never any hemshah to it, then he's getting nowhere. It says rishayim amaleim charata. They're always busy doing tshuvas. It's like the person that is on a perpetual diet. Every week he has a different diet that he's on. The person has different plans every week, and the person has different kabbalas every week, and it's exciting. Every day is something. Every week is something new. But at the end of it, he's got nothing. Just a big chunk of raw pieces. There's nothing there in a bigger picture of it. So. Each one on its own, each leg on its own, real avoda cannot stand on it. The person needs to combine, a person needs to have the tzura of the whole and the tzura of the pieces. The mechus of pieces is the chiddush shebechol davar, and the whole is the hemshech shebedavar. There's a Zohar HaKadosh that speaks about this Indian Bilashainai, and he says that he speaks about, there's a pasuk, it says Tfachos Nasata Yomai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave my days in measured it out. A tefach is a measurement. It's a pasuk tefillim. And then it says, "Ach b'tzelem yishalach ish." A person walks with a tzelem. A tzelem is an image, and the general sense of the pasuk is that the person's life is very short, it's very ephemeral, and it's quickly come, quickly gone. That's the general sense of the psukim in that capital. But there's two things. It's tfachim nasata yomai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the days of a person tfachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moded the days of a person in the handfuls, in tefach. And then it says, ach b'tzelem is halach ish. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person is born, there's a tzelem. A tzelem means an image, a general tzura. It says that when a person is born, bahut tzelem is bari, a person is created through that tzelem. Bahut sulma azl b'hay alma. With that tzelem, a person comes down to this world. Hador ichsiv, it says, ach b'tzelem yishalachish. A person walks in this world through this tzelem. Ba'oid d'hay tzalma ishtakach imei. As long as that tzelem is with the person, barnash koin by alma, a person remains living this world. And then he says, kadnofik b'alma. When a person comes to this world, is damin ahut salma gabe. That salm comes with him. Vishtatev bahadei, and it's mishtatev with him. Visurabe ime, and it grows with the person. That salm that ruach kimod itma, like it says, ach betzalim is halach ish. Or bahut salm, and in that salm ishtat for yoyim de barnash. A person's days are mishtatev. In other words, a person's days hang on to it. They're part of it. Vitalian bay. And are totally in it, meaning that if we don't have the tzel, then it doesn't work. And until a person doesn't come out to that tzelem, a person doesn't understand how great a person's maisim are, like it says, Merabu Masech Hashem. Let's talk about what that means. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, when a person is in the womb, a certain tzelem is designated to be malavid a person. The tzelem does not manifest itself till birth, and that's why a person is not aware of Godless Hashem until he's born. That tzelem accompanies the person, it grows with the person, and the days of a person, the yomim of a person, are totally in that tzelem. And when that tzelem goes, the person is nifta as well. That's the lashon. And it says that sometimes he's left, the tzelem is gone, and therefore his days fall apart. Let's understand what the meaning of it is. A tzelem is, we've said a few times, it's a picture that supersedes the details. When I tell you, what do you see over here? You tell me, a blue square, a red square, a white square, and a yellow square, that is a description of four pieces. If I ask you, what do you see here, and you see a picture of an apple, you don't say, I see a smudge of red, and a smudge of green, and two smudges of brown, I see an apple. Because this concept of an apple, the tzura of an apple, supersedes any one of those details. It's a cloud. A person's Mitzias comes in pratim, in yomim, in days, and then a person, and then there's a tzelem that accompanies a person. The tzelem is what gives the person the tzura of a person, and even though the person can live day by day, the days are meaningful only because they hang on to the tzelem. And therefore, the tzelem starts when a person is born. Even though a person has a mitzias before, but that mitzias is not mitzdarif. What we are as an uber is not mitzdarif to our life. So the tzelem is in waiting, but it doesn't hang on to the tzelem. And then as a person lives, even though he's living day by day, it's the tzelem that all the days are totally in. And if the tzelem is gone, then the whole person is gone. That's the remez of Asar Tzilam and so on. What it means is there are no pratim, there are no days that are not part of a year. And if the klal goes, the pratim go with it as well. the Zohar HaKadosh is giving us a description and a term for this concept of shana vis-a-vis a person, and that's called selam. A person's individual pieces of avoda are called yamim. What gives the person in not only in terms of a year, but in terms of an entire lifetime, a framework where those yamim become something more than that, that's called a tselem. And that's the big picture where all the pieces fit in. The Zohar says something remarkable, that what the person doesn't have when he's not yet with the tselem, when he's a uber ve'imoy, is the ability to say, is to remark the neflos habore. Why? Well, why is that tolling the tselem? The answer is, you can't be nispoil from anything unless it comes in the background of something. If I tell you that I can lift a rock of 100 pounds, that statement itself is a meaningless statement unless I can see 1,000 other people who can't lift a rock of that weighs 100 pounds, unless I see myself training for years to lift up that rock of 100 pounds. I need to understand things in context. When I see a big building, a magnificent building, the admiration lies in all the details adding up to a meaningful entity. And if I don't have a handle on the details, then if I don't have a general sense of all the pieces together, I'm missing something. When a person looks at a painting, every dab in the painting could have been done by an amateur. That red dab, that yellow dab, anybody could have done it. But to put the picture together is where the Pella lies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pella lies in the philosopher lies in the big picture, the details vis-a-vis the big picture instead of the details themselves. That's why perceiving the flaws of Bore is only shayach in that the hair of the big picture. The tzinilu meidim, that in a person's lifetime in avoda, in a meaningful avoda, has to have two parts. The person needs to hear the chiddush that each moment gave, and the person needs to hear the big picture where all those pieces come into place. If a person lives without days, just with a big picture, it becomes routine, bored, and a person gets 1% out of each nekuda. And if the person lives with constant his chachos, and doesn't have a sense of a bigger picture, then the person is living a chalent of a life that's basically, he didn't live 127 years, he lived thousands of days, but not 127 years. The mahalach of the Avos was, that they had yomim and shanim. Each day counted as a day, each tkufa counted as a tkufa in its own right, and together it counted as a mitzias. And that's what Chazal mean in the Medrash of Yedei Hashem Yimei Tmimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, and that's the pshat of Misi Mecha Malei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomim is someone who is complete, who is whole. You can't be complete and whole. The midah of Tmimus can only be misyaches to something which has a complete picture. I ask, a person has bought a lot of apples. He bought 10 pounds of apples. The word harbe can apply to it. The word tamim doesn't mean anything. What do you mean, do I have a complete complement of apples? What do you mean, a complete complement of apples? I have 10 pounds of apples. If I have servings, if I have dishes, and a setting, and a full setting is 10 pieces, if I have a full setting, I have a full setting. It's not I have a lot of dishes. I put a lot of dishes on the person's place. I put a complete set. There has to be a tsura klolis that has to fit into. Tamimus is the mida where there is a big picture. And that's why a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the yomim of the tamimim. The days of the whole means the tzaddikim are called tamimim is because they have the entire picture. And v'lo old, that's what Chazal say. The years are also tamim. In other words, there's the midah of tamimus is that they have shana inculcated in them. The Chazal give a mashal like an egel tamim, an egel tamima. When a person comes to a doctor for an examination, and the doctor does all the tests and everything, and he says nothing wrong with you. So, in English, I mean, the word we say is healthy, meaning in the sense there's no disease process. I ask you, is there anything negative with it? So I say no. Check my car. Checked every part of it, and it's good. There's nothing wrong with the car. There's no real meter to describe. It's something that doesn't have any problems. L'churich, it's just an elimination of something negative. So when a person goes to a doctor and does all the tests and everything comes out perfect, the doctor doesn't say, "Oh, you're a Superman," or "You're perfect." There's no. It's not a positive quality. So like that, you've got no problems. Be happy. When an egla l'chura paraduma is not allowed to have any mum, is not allowed to have any black hairs and so on. The Torah said when every piece is in its place, it has now a new name and it's called tamim. It's not just a lack of problems, it's a complete tsura. You've completed the tsura of paraduma. Tamimim at tzaddikim that have caught on to shnoisav, and therefore that is also a part of that big picture, and it's part of that mahalo. That was Rabbi Akiva's. I think that was the Nekudat Chazal say about Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva saw them sleeping means something's become rote, something's become routine, something has become monolithic. Anything that's constant. Anything that's constant, it's not the pshat. It's not only makes a person fall asleep. That is sleep. Sleep is autopilot. The body has no chiddush in sleep. Everything goes as it goes on autopilot. There's no movement. There's no change. It's autopilot. Rabbi Akiva saw them sleeping. So Rabbi Akiva said, "L'chura, why does it say? It says a Achashverosh rule on the entire world." Why does it say ruled on the entire world? And why does it say ruled on 127 Medinas? If that was the entire world, he ruled over the world. The Teretz is every single Medina is its own Metzias. You can't rule over the entire world as if it was one state. You can rule the entire world if each and every single one is its own Metzias. And you can encompass all the different Metzias. If a person is learning, Daf Gimel is different than Daf Beis, Daf Dalet is different than Daf Gimel, Daf Heis is different than Daf Dalet. He told them, what does it mean you're an autopilot? The avoid of a person is to find the new knetch in every part of avoida. Esther was zeicha to mei of Esther Meshav Medinas. He may have said it b'derech tzachus, but the point that he was making was that he was, there was 127 different Medinas, and to be Zoch on the Malchus of 127 different Medinas, you have to have 127 different facets of Avodah in your person, so on and so forth. In a certain sense, this Inyan encompasses entire Avodah Sa'adam. We face that challenge in both directions, whatever we do. On the one hand, a person tends to fall into rote, and one day is like another day, and then like another day, one Shmoneh is like the other Shmoneh, and one Black Gemara is like the other Black Gemara. At some point, when a person gets over the peak of newness, when the person gets over the sharp, his chiddush or his chatshus, every person who comes into the world of Torah and learning and mitzvahs, he kind of comes in on a big peak. It's a new world, and there's an excitement that's natural to something which is new, which is chiddush and his chatshus. But as soon as that becomes a plateau, that whole excitement of chiddush it falls, and the person just becomes monotone. On the other hand, a person who is always searching, always looking, is this kufi has such a shita, this kufi has that shita, the third kufi has another mahalach, and is always has chidushim, is usually unstable, literally. And it's usually a reflection of some inherent instability. It's not a healthy thing if a person has four shittas in 4 years. And more than that, at the end of the process, the person is left with nothing. There's no growth when it's a jumble of odds and ends. A person does go through tkufis, and a person has to understand that constant growth doesn't mean the way he pictures it, that every day looks like every other day and every minute looks like every other minute, and so on. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Nisoyin X, sometimes Nisoyin Y, sometimes opportunity A, sometimes opportunity B. There are times when a person is mechazik, is learning. There's a time when all of a sudden he feels emotions. There's a time when a person gets a sensitivity towards chaverim. When a person gets married, it's a tkufa. When a person gets into shiduchim, it's a tkufa. When we look at them as broken up, fragmented tkufas, then it's not, we're wrong. We picture, there's a certain naivete or shallowness in picturing constant growth as being monotonous growth. It's understanding there are two parts of a person. There's ach betzelem yishalach ish, there's the tzelem that comes down with the person, that is the big picture of who the person is going to be, and then there's the yomim, that are totally in that tzelem. There is chiddush in the yomim that are. When a person learns b'metzia, it's not the same as learning ketushin. When he's learning ketushin, it's not the same as learning b'bekama. Each and every one is another facet of emes, and every single chelak of Torah, the chelak of every new parasha, every new thing is another piece, and yet all those pieces are part of a large picture. A person is not a ruchnistic person if he is emotionally dull. A person is not a ruchnistic person if he's intellectually shallow. A person is not a ruchnistic person if he never does anything for anyone else. And a person is not a ruchnistic person if he only exists as a flitterbug running around doing things and not sitting b'yishuv hadas and pondering and thinking. All of those are pieces. And yet the tzelem is a big piece. On a great painting, you can, any part that you'll take away will noticeably destroy the painting. And yet each stroke is a different part of it. A person needs to keep both ends in mind. A person needs to understand the nuances of each piece. He needs to understand the chiddush of every part of avoda, of the unique facet, what Torah is doing for him, what Tefillah is doing for him, what Chesed is doing for him, what Tikkun Kavanot is doing for him, what Kedusha is doing for him, what Shmiras Anayim is doing for him. He has to understand each and every part of it. Ach betfachis the Satya Yomid. Akadosh Baruch Hu gave a person's life, measured it out in handfuls. Each handful is a unit in itself. Each part of a person's life is consists of yamim. And if the person is lucky, if the person is fortunate, then the yamim together become Akadosh Baruch Hu's mashlim shnayis of tzaddikim. It is better, it's not better is the word, but it is a whole different dimension when a person dies to the day that he's born. When all his days are part of a year, rather than just a jumble of days. Arichos Yomim and Arichos Shanim are two separate entities. When they meet together, that's when you have Tmimus. Tmimus is that a person's used each day for what each day's purpose was, and they heard it for the different and the unique opportunity it is. There's big Bali Avoida who honestly used to speak on Shabbos, and they would get up and say, "This is Parshas Chayesora, Tovshin Samach Vav Zayin Ches. This is the only time such a Shabbos will come our way in our lifetime." And it has something unique that will never came, that opportunity never came and never will come again. You have to be very big Balvada to feel it that way. But in a smaller ways, we can generally feel it about the different things. Different kufis in life, different relationships, different levels of learning. And mitzad sheni, a person has to understand it's all adding up to something. It's not a chant of different things. The choppiness and the different variations are not a sign of disjunction, they're a sign of putting different pieces in place. Ach betzelem is halach ish. A person is only as long as he's part of that tzelem. As long as the big picture walks with the person, as long as that picture of the entirety of the person accompanies him, his days have what to hang on to. And once it's gone, he has nothing to hang on to, and the days become meaningless. Whether he dies before or the days don't end up to anything. He didn't live another 5 years. He lived 5 times 300 something days, each day as a separate day. The Shleimus Adam is to take the tfachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out day by day and make them part of that big tzelem which accompanies a person from his beginning on until the Sof Yom. Yeah.
So if this